With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Canada is the latest country to take a stand on crop pesticide application. Health Canada and Agriculture Canada's Pesticide Management Regulatory Agency announced rules governing more restricted use of neonicotinoids. Neonics, as they're called, are one of the most widely used insecticides. However, the chemistry has also been shown to affect some crop pollinators, including bees. Dr. Nigel Rain is a bee specialist and believes that Health Canada may have fallen short, though, in limiting the new neonic restrictions primarily to horticulture applications.
They have decided to restrict the use of three of these pesticides, particularly for spray on fruits and vegetable crops, but they haven't really changed any of the uses with regard to seed treatments, which are really one of the major uses of these pesticides worldwide and in Canada.
Dr. Rains also says most of the evidence around neonics is its effect on colony bees like honeybees. But neonic technology is primarily applied to seed treatment for field crops, and that poses a problem to more than colony bees.
There might actually be quite a substantial risk for ground nesting bees, which make up most species and spend almost all of their time in the soil, either developing as larvae or adults digging the nests and making the next generation of bees.
Meanwhile, the European Union has already suspended the use of three certain types of neonics. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.